Thank you so much. Today I would like to share with you some of the results of using the irrigation system to determine the drought tolerance of the cotton genotypes. Many of you already seen this kind of irrigation system and also listen to all those presentations in this conference. And this consists of a sensor, solenoid, valve, and also data logger, relay drawer. So here is a graph. I want to show you how this system works. As the sensor here, to read the voltage of the substrate soil moisture and send the signal to the data logger here via the multiplexer. The data logger recorded the data and converted them into the volumetric water content based on the calibration equation, and then compare this VWC volumetric water content with the setting point, determine if the irrigation is. Then data logger send a signal to the relay driver here to turn on the solenoid valve to irrigate the plants. This system is very good to control the irrigation time and also application rate. So safer irrigation and water, and also reduced fertilizer pesticide pollution. It also produces very good plants with high quality and also reduce the production time, cross losses. In the paper shown here, they estimated the average time from the planting to sale reduced by one third or more, and the crop losses reduced by 50%, so that the profit increased about 1.5 times. So this irrigation system very good at the production of nursery and greenhouse growers. But in this case, I would like to use as research techniques to determine the drought tolerance. So we did use the cotton plants and economically important plants for the fiber and the cotton seed oil. Right now, a lot of attention is paid to using the cotton residues to do the bioenergy uses. New Mexico State University developed a new cultivar from the cross-pollination with the two different types of the cotton. The first one is upland cotton. This cultivar with a high yield and wide adaptability and also resistance to the bacterial blight. And this is a Pima cotton, as one type of cotton with a very high quantity of fiber. So the idea is try to increase the fiber quantity of the upland cotton. So in this study, we are trying to test this breeding line to see if the drought this breeding line is tolerant to the drought than its parents, and we will see the growth physiological responses to the different drought conditions. So we designed this experiment as a 3x4 factorial design, as I showed the 3 cotton genotypes and 4 volumetric water content from 15%, 25%, 35%, and 45%. 8 replications used in this study. The plants grow in Metromix 360 and irrigated with solution with fertilizer 15-5-15 at 105 ppm nitrogen. The temperature in the greenhouse is about 24 degrees at night and 29 degrees in the day. 14 more per square meter per day of the light intensity. So this is how we set up the experiment in the greenhouse. One trick we need to make sure the amount of the soil is uniform from part to part, because the water content is based on the volume. So as you see, the plants grow, start germinate at 4 days, and then they're growing pretty good. This is plants grow at 48 days and 54 days. You know, when the plants grow about this 9 weeks, they started to develop the fruit, and at this moment the plants are very too tall in the greenhouse condition, so we started to harvest them to collect the data, for example, height, stem diameter, leaf area, and number of squares. Then we have the dry weight of shoot, root, and the fruit. So first of all, I want to show you the volumetric water content. As you see, these all data points collected from the data log are above the set point. So those broken lines are setting points. And at the lower set point, like 35%, 25%, 15.5%, they have a little more variation because the substrate has no high hydronic conductivity. This is the summary of the ALOVA results. As you see, the genotype significantly affects the stem diameter and all shoot drivers. VWC and all interactions significantly affected all the parameters connected here. And then we did a trend analysis to see if any regression with the water content. So most of them has a linearly or quadratic relationship with the volumetric water content. So this is the gross data, including the height and the stem diameter, leaf area, number of squeal. In this case, I want to explain how we use this data to select the determine the drought tolerance. So basically, when the water content decreased from 45 to 25, the cotton A1517 had a quadratic relationship with the water content, and the P76, this line, and then Q1735 has a linearly or quadratic relations. So the reduction is different from genotype to another genotype. As you see, the P76 and the A1517 decreased much faster than the Q1735. In case of the height, it is reduced by 39% and 33%. However, for the Q1735, just reduced by 24%. This is just one example. And let's look at the dry weight. As you see, still have a non-linearly or quadratic relations with the volumetric water content. And for the total dry weight, the P76 and A1517 decreased much faster than this breeding line Q1735. In this case, A1517 decreased by 59%, and P76 decreased by 56%. However, the breeding line Q1735 only 15%. So based on those data, we didn't make a conclusion. This 10 HS sensor very good to maintain the volumetric water content. And also, as the volumetric water content increase, more biomass produced and more fruit produced. And then we found the cotton to 1735, the crossbreeding line was more tolerant to the drought than its parents. So that's all the results we found. And at this moment, I would like to take questions if you have. Thank you. Yes.
I wonder how much was a fertilizer effect? So if the plants got more water, did they get more fertilizer at the same time?
Yeah, that's a good point. And as you know, the plants at 45%, they have a large amount of water you get it to those plants. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Probably it's better to design a good experiment to limit this effect so on the plant biomass.
Right.
Yeah, thank you so much.